738 Radio Now at 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Guys, do you hear it? Wait for it. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Super Kyle.
Oh, my God.
Hair so spiky and gel, it can pierce through armor.
That's
Super
right.
Kyle.
So, guys, the reason I'm playing Superman theme song behind me, I'm thinking about dressing as Superman. For Halloween, Sarah is going to be Wonder Woman, so of course I need to be Superman to go with it.
Right. And but how's that going?
But there's one big problem with this costume that I tried on last night, okay? We went to Party City in Avon, and, you know, she already has her Wonder Woman outfit. I had to try on my Superman outfit.
Right.
I go there last night, and guys, it was the most revealing costume I have ever tried on in my life. It's like a one piece, like, has like the muscle chest. But the problem in all of this is how tight it is around, you know, the area.
Other points, the gonads.
Right, and you can't fit enough socks in there, can you?
No, I can't.
Did you have to change in a phone booth?
It looks like I was changing in a phone booth, like their little makeshift, you know, dressing rooms at Party City. But I realized that ladies, you know, you can turn Olaf into something sexy, which you are, because that is a Halloween costume
right.
This year. And I know ladies like to wear a lot of revealing things for Halloween. But can I just say the struggle is real for the fellas, too, when you're trying to wear a Superman costume. I don't know how else to say this, and I'm sorry, earmuffs kids, if you're listening, but camel balls in a Superman costume.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say.
Here's what I don't understand is how do they give you all the assistance with, like, the fake, you know, big, muscly chest, and they give you no help in
fake.
The man region?
Kyle,
you know what I mean?
Kyle fills that thing out, Rachel.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, if there's one place you want to give your dude some assistance,
right.
You would think it would be where it matters most.
Kyle's male ovaries remain dissected by that inseam.
Oh my God.
And it was rough. Garf. I walk out, and I didn't notice it at the time, and then all of a sudden, you know, Sarah's recording video of me running around the store. Yes, I flew around Party City in my Superman outfit because I felt like I needed to, okay? But the struggle is real down there for what is going on in my area. I'm hesitant to wear this to our Erotic Exotic Bowl Friday night because I don't want to be walking around Bartini's with freaking camel balls the entire night, guys.
On the plus side, at least it'll be dark and people will be drunk and maybe they won't notice it at the end of the night.
I hope. So,
you'll just see it in pictures all over the internet. It'll be great.
Except for anybody who's trying to be like the little person from Game of Thrones, they're going to be eye to eye with these camel balls.
Oh my God. Speaking of revealing...
Camel balls.
Camel balls. That's a good point.
Can
we get this trending on Twitter right now? Hashtag.
Turning man into stone. Camel balls. Don't look them right. Don't look them square in the balls.
Oh my God.
Hold on a second. 239-1009. Speaking of my revealing costume, my very revealing Superman outfit, I'll probably be rocking Friday night at our Erotic Exotic Ball Bartini's. What is the most revealing costume you've ever worn for Halloween? Call right now, 239-1009. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now at 2.9.